When a person commits an avera, he switches around divrei elikim chayim va'oset sirufim acherim b'toira, and he makes different sirufim from the toira. Ad shenase me'iser heter, he converts that which was usher into heter. For example, the Arizal says that Shaul HaMelech committed an act. What did he do? He went to an oiv. He went to a special type of magician to try to bring Shmuel Anovi up. That was one pigam that he committed. He committed a second pigam. He killed out the whole city of Noiv. Noiv, which was a city of Kehanim, because they harbored David HaMelech for a little while, he killed out that whole city. So he committed two outstanding sinful acts, in a sense, which were the going to the Oiv and killing out the city of Noiv. Nun Vav Beis. The Arizal says, you know what happened? Those letters in the Torah, the letters in the Torah which discuss the city of the Indian of going to an Oiv. Oiv is Aleph Beis, which is a certain type of magician. And the act of murdering this city of Noiv got switched around. He converted the letters. And because of that, Av Ubenoi had to die in the same day, the Pasuk says. The father, Shaul HaMelech, and his son Yonasan were killed on the same day. Why? He took those tsirufim, those letters, the letters of Noiv, Nun Vav Beis, and the letters of Oiv, sorry, Oiv is Aleph Vav Beis, and he converted them to the word Av, Aleph Beis, Ubenoi, Vav Beis, Nun Vav, that both of them had to die together. That's what came out of these letters when they got switched around. There's another story Reb Chaim Vital Zal brings, that one time he came into the Arizal, and he had a very sharp pain in his shoulder. He was hurting very much. He came into the Arizal, he told him what happened. The Arizal told him, the reason why you're suffering from this is because you took lightly, in a sense, one of the halachas in Shulchan Aruch, where it says, tekef lenatila bracha, as soon as you wash your hands, you should try to make the bracha of anatil sedayim as quickly as possible after that. And because you were pagan in that, because of that, you got this pain in the shoulder.
I think with the Maim Achronim, and it's used from a Shnayis for Maim Achronim benching.
He what?
The Maim Achronim benching was...
In Shvachim HaRizal?
Yeah.
Because I know they say take it from Natila Brocha, I don't know which Natila it was.
Most people say Maim Achronim.
Could be.
Was that also from the Stavok? It was just from Shnayis.
Could be. Okay. K'moy Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Choy Ha'imrim L'ra Toy V'la Toy V'ra. The Pasuk says, woe is to those who say what's bad is good and what's good is bad, which means they're mahapech the tzirufei yosius netayram. Nimtza, shafilu betoicho aveirais, nalumo shom chiyus Hashem isporach. That even within a sin is found the letters of the Torah of that sin. When a person steals, the words lay signoiv are within the sin, but in a different form, where they cause damage, a pigam. Rak. The letters of the Torah are found there. Rak shehu behelam. It's in a very hidden form. Dahainu. Shemachmas ha'aveirois. Because of the sins, hofach hatzirufim shel ha'Torah. The person switched around the combinations of letters within the Torah. Shenaseh mi'iser heter. He made from that which is permissible that which is also permissible. Kanal, as we explained before. Ovar v'shono. Nasis like a heter. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Ovar v'shono nasis lekeheter v'zeh b'chinas hastorachas. When a person commits a sin, and then he commits it a second time, where the second time that he commits this sin, he doesn't feel that much pain, that much nervousness, as when he did it the first time. Rabbi Nizal says, that's the b'chin of one hastora, where already Hashem is hidden from him. Before, Hashem was right in front of him, where he saw this item of treif, and he wouldn't go near it. The minute he eats that item of treif once, already Hashem goes into hiding in a sense, where it becomes less scary to eat that item a second time. He begins to have less emuna in Hashem, less fear of Hashem. Ukshashem yisborach nistar mimenu bastorachas, when Hashem is hidden from a person. With Hashem, it makes it pretty difficult to find Hashem, because once you're doing sins already, it makes it hard to crawl out, to realize that you're on an evil path. Once it became permissible to you, you don't feel pain anymore when you do this item, so it becomes hard to pull yourself away from it. Avolim kolzer, still, efsherli agei avalachter, achin zoyse yisporach. It's conceivable to work and to struggle till you'll find Hashem Yisborach Shemoim. Me'achar she'al kol ponim yodea she'nasa le'keter. Because this person still realizes, he recalls that recently this item was treif for him. He never would have done this thing a month ago. Now he did it. So he realizes, he still remembers that, hey, something's different. Rabbi Nizal says, Al kain, af she'Hashem Yisborach nista mimenu, u'kvar nasa lo'i ho'averus keheter, im kol ze efshar she'yoshiv alibo'i ze ba'atzmoi, although Hashem is hidden from him, and he has already, the Aveira has already become a little bit permissible to him, still it's conceivable for him to bring his heart to tshuva, to answer to his heart, it's conceivable for him to remind his heart of the fact that it's fallen into this low level where Nasi like a heter, and the person should search and struggle till he climbs out of this yerida. Avolda me'achash al kol ponim yodea mizeh she'nas le'keter, because he is aware of the fact that this item, which was taboo for him a month ago, suddenly it became permissible. He still realizes that something's wrong, something changed. Avolda, Rabbi Nizal says, you should know she'yesh oid b'chinas hastora she'betoich hastora. There exists a level called hastora b'toich hastora. The hiddenness is hidden from him. He's become so accustomed to this new level that he forgot that there ever was a time when he was close to Hashem. So he doesn't, he's not even aware that Hashem is hidden from him. He doesn't recall at all that there was a time when this item was osur. Rak kol hadvorim roim daimos loy lemisha gomer chasvesham. All kinds of evil things, it becomes smooth for him now. There's nothing wrong. And all of these items, we're not talking about items from left field here. We're talking about religious Jews here. There are religious Jews who, at one point in life, they have a hiru tshuva. They realize something's wrong with their religion and everything. They begin to search for tzaddikim. And when they start their search, they're looking with tminus. They're looking for the real thing. They start going this, that, and they find somebody or whatever, and it looks a little good, but something's wrong with it. But then if they stay there long enough, they become accustomed to it, and they stay there, and they call this one a tzaddik, and a this, and a that, and everything. Although in the beginning, when they started out, they realized that this wasn't the real MS. But then as time goes on, it becomes, oh yeah, this is the tzaddik. Everybody around them is saying, this is the tzaddik, so they say this is the tzaddik also. And these people are b'chinas hastor, shebetech hastor, where the fact that they're not mekushar to the tzaddik emes, that fact is hidden from them. And these people, in a sense, it's inconceivable to help. Because a person who realizes that he's in a down, he's in a yerida, he's searching for help, this person can keep searching until he finds the right thing. Once a person thinks that he found the right thing, and it's not the right thing, then he's really in trouble. Because Rachman al-Islam, then he doesn't realize that there's any more searching to be done, that's when a person is really in trouble. And this is why Rav Moshe Zal warns in Likutei Halachos, based on the Torah that we're going to discuss on Rosh Hashanah, Torah Ches and Likutei Moran Tanina, where Rabbeinu Zal says that once a person finds the one whom he believes is the tzaddik emes, that's when the search first begins. That's when a person has to pour out his heart to Hashem and explain to this. Let me be zeicha. I believe, b'emunah shleima, that in the tzaddik emes is found a ruach hakodesh, a ruach of kedusha. Let me be zeicha to find the tzaddik emes. He's standing right in front of me, but I haven't found him yet. Let me be zeicha to really find him, to be able to draw from him what's really there. And if a person really does that between us, he'll never be fooled. Because if he'll daven the right way, the tefillah opens up a person's eyes. Rabbi Nizal has a Torah test in Kutim Ramah where he says that tefillah is bechinas emes. It shines such an emes into a person that he could never be faked out. He could never come listed ungara shavain. You'll never be able to be fooled anymore. You who are zeichet to become miskarev to the oir ha'orois, to the biggest tzaddik that ever lived, you'll never be able to walk into another shul and hear somebody giving a shir if he's not a real tzaddik, and he'll pull a fast one on you, he'll pull the wool over your eyes. It's inconceivable. And this is the item that a person has to daven. Oh, so he was saying that's one type of person that he's talking about here. What's another type of person he's talking about here? You have people who become the skari of Tebreslev itself, let's say. And everything's going good. They're in the Tchilas HaChasidus is a rocket ship. It's straight up, you know, you don't look behind at all, you're flying in a himlim. Then there come periods when a person finds it hard to have his predators, or hard to do things, whatever it is, hard to do mitzvahs. But whatever the mitzvah is, whether it be getting up in the morning to shul, any time, something becomes hard for him. And in the beginning, it hurts tremendously. It becomes extremely painful, and the person can't live with himself. He's eating himself up. A day goes by where he didn't have his fetidus or something like that. He's nervous. There's a nervousness. You can't live with yourself. Like you're walking around all day with a guilty feeling. But if, and usually, a person, after a day or two, pulls out of it, he starts an aliyah, and it's forgotten about. There are times when a person falls into a ditch, where one day goes by, then 2 days go by, and unfortunately the nervousness gets lost. There's no more nervousness involved. It becomes masses like you have to, all right, it's not that. In other words, it's true, I missed, but we'll try, but it's not, the person doesn't have that shaky feeling. And then, Rachman al-Islam, there come times when there's a super yirida, where a person starts going days, weeks, months, without advancing in Avodas Hashem, without seeing improvement, change, and the person begins to forget, he begins to forget what he once had. He begins to forget that there was a time when he was rocketing up. And when that happens, that's when a person's in a lot of trouble. And this, Rabbeinu Zal says, is a tefillah that we stress so much during Slichas, when we say, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva, Chadesh Yameinu Kikedem. What's pshat about Kikedem? What was special about Kedem? About the beginning, what was special about the beginning is that then you were moving. You were constantly moving higher and higher. And tshuva, Rabbeinu Zal says, the term tshuva means to go up midarga ledarga. To constantly, like Rabbeinu Zal says in Torah Vav, tzadikim are constantly going. The minute they come to a new hasod and avodas Hashem, right away they do tshuva for the fact that, hey, why yesterday didn't I have this knowledge to serve Hashem on this higher level? And the minute they do that, they achieve a second higher level. It's a constant cycle of rolling up, cycling, spinning up higher and higher. And this is the kavana that a person is supposed to have when we say in Slichas, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva, Chadesh Yameinu Kikedem. This applies to everybody. Rav Moshe Zal wrote those words on Likutei Halachos. Rav Moshe Zal quoted the Baal Shem Tov, who said that for any Jew, what's pshat any Jew? For Rav Noson Minemarov, for Rav Naftali Zal, for this one, for that one, there is no time in your life like the Tchilas HaChasidus. The Tchilas HaChasidus is infinite, it's fabulous. The trick is to always draw from that. We're guaranteeing you that you'll never have that itself again. But at least if you know that that's the way things are supposed to be, that that's the madrega to look for, you'll be able to keep pushing towards it. Bechinas moti v'lay moti. You'll get a drop of it. You won't get the whole thing, but you'll get a drop of it. You'll get a taste of it. And that alone is fabulous. And Rav Moshe Zal says this is this side we see in two of the highest avodas that the Yidden perform. On Yom Kippur, which is coming up now, what was the highest avoda that was done on the entire Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lefnai V'Lefnim, and he did the avoda there. What was the avoda there? Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas U'Shtayim, Achas V'Sholosh. Why the Achas? They didn't know how to count normal. Achas, Shtayim, Sholosh, Arba. Why? One, one and one, one and two. This question, nobody gives an answer to. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, you look in Gemara, there's no explanation whatsoever as to why the counting was done that way. But Moshe Zal says, I'll give you the answer. Because any time you want to rise up in Madrigas of Kedusha, the only way to do it is by remembering the beginning. Achas, that's the Haskalah, one. You want to go up to two, you'll never be able to go up to level two unless you remind yourself what you were like at one. At one you were thirsting for Kedusha. If you'll remember that thirst, you'll push, you'll get up to two. When you get up to two, in order to get up to three, it's impossible to go direct. If you'll turn back and you'll think again, what was it like when I was Achas? Then you'll find Achas V'Sholosh, constantly spinning up higher and higher. And Rav Nosson Zatz, that's, so we see that by the highest avoda the entire year, that's where you find this lesson of Chadesh Yameinu Kikedem. Rav Nosson Zatz says, where else do we see it? What other yontif is fabulous? The yontif of Chanukah. That's the yontif which is Kulay Ruchni, Oyer, Oyer. How do you deal with Oyer? The first night, you light the first candle. The second night, you don't light the second candle. You light the first and the second. The third night, the first, why don't you just like keep moving up the ladder without, why go back to what you did yesterday? The answer is because if you don't go back to the beginning, you can't advance at all. And this is the reminder to all of us, every single person here and every single person on earth. The person wants to know what Yemei Tshuva means, what Rosh Hashanah means, what everything means. Simply think back. You're supposed to do this. What should going to mikvah be like? Simply kikedem. You know what it should be like? It should be like when you did it the first time. That's the highest point. Then they gave you a look. They gave you a peek at what the highest level in Kedusha that you could achieve is. And if you'll simply try to be like that, you'll know that you're doing fabulous. One second, let's do a little, we're not going to be able to finish this piece today, but we'll do a little bit more, at least to get to a decent stop.
Now, so how does this interact with the fact that, you mentioned, Rizal mentioned a lot, that those two go back and say, remember the old days. In other words, today is good, you don't have to say the
Rabbi
old
Nizal
days.
Rabbi says that in Sichas Aran.
Yeah.
Number one, that doesn't apply to Avodas Hashem. Number one, that statement was made about those people who say, oh, the world today is going to pot. Things used to be so much better, there was a time. That, Rabbi Nizal said, don't waste your stinking mouth on that, because Hashem feared the Welt Shener and Besser. The world is always being made nicer. Look at the advancements that we have today, in a sense, where items are made so much easier with computers and things like that. Mm-hmm. Things could be done now in a way where they never could have been done before and everything. But at the same time, when it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to advancing in Kedusha, Rabbi Nizal himself says that you want to know one of the keys to Hatzlacha, it's remembering the beginning. Going back to the Haskalah, Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas u'Shtayim, Achas v'Shoish. And it's such a clear message, you wonder, why doesn't everybody else have this? And it took a Rabbi Nizal, like the Halachas, to take that and just put it right in front of you, open your eyes to it, see that when you're talking about the highest rocket ship shooting up in Kedusha, this is the only way it was done. It doesn't say Achas, Achas u'Shtayim, Shtayim v'Shoish, Shoish v'Arba. It doesn't say look back at your previous Madrega. It says look back at the beginning, because the Tchilas HaChasidus, Rav Nosanzal says in one place in the Kotei Halachas, Kemaymar HaBal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov is the one who made this statement, that there is no time for a person in life like the Tchilas HaChasidus. That's the highest Kedusha. Why? What is it that he has the most knowledge then? Definitely not. Is it that he has the most Yirah Shemayim then? Could be also not. It's because there's a certain tmimus then, where there's no pnius involved. You could never say that when a person's first coming around Hasidus, that when he davens with kavona, that he's doing it because people around him are watching him. Then he has such a sudden surge towards Hashem, there's nothing, he's not impressed with anything. You couldn't impress him at that time with kavod. Somebody's going to tell him, I'm going to give you kavod for doing this. He'd look at him like he's off the wall, like he's from a different planet. That time you're given a gift, where the only thing you see in front of you is Hashem. Nothing else, no pnias, no parents. People have, at that time, they have manias with parents, this, that. Then, fine, what am I going to do? And everything is always to definitely look back and say, wow, it was so good then. Well, let me be zeicher to have now what I had then. And that should be a person's despite of this. Let me be zeicher to have the same feelings, the same tefillah and Torah that I had then.
How does it fit into the context that you're talking about now?
The fact that it's feminine? I don't know. In other words, that's the way they counted. Why they didn't count Echod,
yeah, Shem.
I know. That's a different thing, though. That's a different thing completely. The Sholem. Achar she'ovar v'shona. Meaning that a person, if after he committed an Avera, and then he did it a second time, then he starts going on a whole stream of Averas. Azai nistar mimenu afilu zois sheyeda shenasu lekeheter. Then this concept of remembering that this was once a dover osur and it became mutter, that concept gets lost from him. He forgets that completely. Rak she'enu yedea klal mishum nidnu isur. He doesn't have any concept at all that he's off the right track, that he's on a different track completely. That concept, in other words, this is normal. I'm going on a path. There's nothing wrong with it. V'hakol hu yoshar b'enov, everything is smooth by him. V'zeh b'chinas hastor shebetei hastor. This is the concept that Rabbi Nizal was telling his Talmidim about at this time, of hastor shebetei hastor, shehastor bi'atzmo nisteres kanal. Where the hastor becomes hidden, the fact that you're far from Hashem, that fact goes lost from you. You don't realize that anymore. U'be'emes, Rabbi Nizal says, but still, the truth is, that gam b'toich hastor shebetei hastor, Gam Shom Malubash Hashem Isparach. Even there is found Hashem. Dahinu Oisiyas HaTorah. Even there do exist Oisiyas HaTorah. Ki Belodoy Ein Chiyas L'Shum Dovor Kanal. Without the Torah, without the Chiyas of, without Hashem being in an item, there's no way for that item to have any type of existence. In other words, the crutch that's across Rabbi Freeland's shul, without Hashem being within that item would be non-existent, a non-entity. Rak. שעל ידי ריבוי והאווירוס, הופך דברי אלוקים חיים לגמרי, עד שני הפך אצלוי מחוכמס התוירו לפסיוס. It's only that because this person has committed so many sins, he's actually taken the letters of the Torah, which are chochma, sechel, and he's converted them to foolishness. Pesi is a fool, into foolishness. Ad she'eni yadea klal, afilu zed bi'atzmo yishanasa le'geheter kanal. To the point where he achieves a low, where he doesn't even... The fact that he's in a state of avera, in a state of nidnod, that fact becomes hidden from him. She'ze b'chinas ha'stora she'betech ha'stora kanal. That is the b'china of ha'stora she'betech ha'stora. And Rabbein Ezal says, Al kein sorech legalois ha-hastorois kanal. Therefore, now that you know that there exists this problem of hastora, which is a big problem, and there exists a much more dangerous problem of hastora shebetei hastora, you have to know that you have to be megala v'hastorois. You have to go to work in constantly uncovering these hastorois. How do you do that? That's the next shiur on Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to have that. This is what we'll hold off.
Yourself,
how do you, exactly. How a person breaks the hastaris. What item is there that has the power? By the way, one interesting 2-second chiddush that Rabbi Zalman said, which is again to show you the elikus within the hastara, there's a pasuk, kavod elikim haster dovar. The kavod of Hashem is haster dovar. The Gemara says in Chagiga that when the Dalit nichnasu lepardes, why is it that only Rabbi Akiva came out alive? The Gemara says because he was the only one of the four who knew where not to look. In other words, they all went up to Shemayim. There were certain places in Shemayim where you're permitted to look. But when it comes to the mokling of the Shechina itself, Kaviyachal,
they know where not to look.
Exactly, because the Pasuk says, Kavoy Delikim Haster Dovar, the showing respect to Hashem is, the Kavod of Hashem is when it's hidden, when it's kept hidden. And that's why also secrets of Kabbalah, things like that, must be kept hidden. Because when you're talking about the Kavod of Hashem, the real Kavod of Hashem, that has to be kept very quiet. You can't talk about it publicly like. So Rabbi Zalman said that in this word Haster is found the Kiddush of Hashem. The word Haster is made up of two parts. Has Samache is Begematria Aleph Talat Nun Yud, which is the Shechina. Ter, Tof Reish, is Begematria, the Milui of the word Shechina. The word Shechina, when written Shin Yud Nun, Chof Pei, is exactly Begematria Tof Reish. As we said many times, that's Pshat, the 600,000 Jews. Tof Reish Aleph is Tof Reish Aleph. So I'm saying we see the sinyan of Hastara, that within the Hastara is found the Kiddush of Hashem, is found the Shechina.
And
Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the Shechina. That's
right.
The name of Hashem for the Shechina. And the Mili of the word Shechina. In other words, so you see both of those are found there. In other words, the Shechina is found where? In the Hastara. The next section of the Torah, Rabbein Ezal is going to address the whole issue of what's found there, how do you get it out, and what to do, and when, and how it applies to Shavuos. You know,
how would you relate this about the not looking in certain places? What doesn't Gemara in Tanis that Sadiqim was Lava going to point with the fingers and say?
You just answered the question. Exactly. Because the whole concept of Losid Lava is Ki Molo Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem Kamay Moim Achasim. Then it'll be over the whole world. Nowadays, it's very much b'tzimtzum. A person has to be very careful in dealing with the Kavod Hashem.
But for somebody that's tzaddik, like a Be'akiva, and then you like, it can be like...
Just like we today, it comes to the Kohanim when they're duchening the Kavod Hashem, which we're not permitted to look at. It's a certain blinding kind of light, which it's also permitted to look at.
Rainbow, you're allowed to look, you know, just... stare at it for a while.
Exactly.
You're like,
it's better not to look at it,
really?
Period, that I know.
So.
And another interesting item which Rabbi Zal said is that although we say that the face of Yaakov Avinu was in the moon, it's advisable not to look at the moon at a long time. Again, because Kavod Elokim Hasterdova, the Lavona is the Shechina. What is the Lavona? The Lavona is the Shechina Advesha, in a sense. The Lavona is the representative of the Shechina, therefore it should not be. I'm saying it's interesting. Okay.
Why? Is the Shechina considered like a Kaylee, in a sense?
Yeah, that's als malchus akeli. That doesn't mean anything. In other words, this is an item of respect for the king. You want to show respect for the king. The respect is to look down. When you're in the presence of the king, you don't look straight at the king. A sign of yira is to keep your head down, not to look exactly at the face of the king. And that's the respect for Hashem. There are nunvav, and Rabbein Ezal started off discussing the topic of malchus, the fact that each and every person has a bechinas malchus, each one according to his level. And a person has to see to it not to turn the malchus into a slave. That's the wording that was used there. And by coincidence, just a second.
Just a second. Vitzorech kol echad levli lehishtameshim b'chinas hamalchus sheyesh loy lehanosu letzorchoy sheloy tiyye b'chinas hamalchus etzloy ke'eved lamalai stavosoy. Meaning, you take the ben melech and you make him into a ben shivcha. That's literally what he's talking about here. There's a malchus. Therefore, not to make it into an eved. Don't switch these two around. Rabbi Nezal says now there's a problem, because once we're dealing with Malchus, the Gemara says, Horabonus mekaberes es ba'aleho, that a person who has leadership, generally that tends to kill you at a very early age, chas v'shalom, which means that when you're dealing with Malchus, you have to see to it to draw Ari Chasionim into the Malchus, or else chas v'shalom, it could cause death at an early age. How do you draw Ari Chasionim? What is Ari Chasionim? Ari Chasionim is Chaim, life. You want to draw life into the Malchus. What is life? Life is Torah. Rabbi Nezal says, well, and how does he associate these things? Because Rabbi Nezal says, once you have a bechinas malchus, a leadership, you have to understand to use it properly. What's meant by using your rulership properly? To be mechiach people who need techacha. If you ever see a person doing something wrong, you should know that it's your obligation to watch, you know, to try to tell them, to lead them onto the right path. As the pasuk says, Tzayfen esaticha lebeis Yisrael, I made you a ruler over Bnei Yisrael, va'ato ki hizharto rasha v'leishov mirishoy, and if you warned a rasha, you gave a rasha teichacha, and he stayed with his rishis, then hu ba'avayna yomos va'ato esnashcha yitzalto, he'll die for his sin, and you saved yourself. What if you don't give him teichacha? Then you're in trouble. You're considered responsible because you didn't use your bechinas malchus. And here's a warning to every husband, and to every father, and to every chaver, and to every rebbe. It's a warning of a husband over his wife, that if a husband has the capability of being melech and he's not melech, know that you're going to pay for it. You're responsible for whatever goes on in your house. If anything is done shalei kedin, or not in a proper manner, you're responsible. Over children, surely the same thing. If you're the melech over them, you're their father, you're the king, you have to give teichacha. You're responsible. Over friends also. What else? A second. Rabbi Nezal says, now, how do you get to this Ari Chasionim? That's only through the study of Torah. Because Rabbi Nezal says, who is the Chai HaChaim? Hashem is the Chai HaChaim. Rabbi Nezal says, if I want to get something from a person, what's the first thing I have to do? I say, Sruli, give me this. The minute I say Sruli, it makes available to me whatever is within Sruli. His apartment, his bank account, whatever I need. The minute, if I would just say, give me, everybody in the room could pass it along to somebody else. If I mention the name, that's how I hook up a pipe to draw whatever I want from this person. Hashem is the Chai HaChaim. If I want to draw a Chias from Hashem, the key to it is his name. What is the name of Hashem? Oiraiso Shmo Dekutche Brichu. The Torah is the name of Hashem. We had that over here on top of page 151. Rabbi Nezal quoted the Tikkun Ezer, which says, Oiraiso Shmo Dekutche Brichu. The Torah is the names of Hashem. Every word in the Torah, Rabbi Zal mentioned many times, is names of Hashem. And just like when you want to call somebody to get something from him, you call his name. Similarly, when we want to draw a Chias from Hashem, the key is through the Torah. And Rabbi Nezal goes to explain the concept of midos, measurements. That's why the Torah is filled with all kinds of tzimtzumim, letters and this, that, corresponding, just like life is broken up into years, into days, into minutes, into seconds. The Torah also has corresponding midos, tzimtzumim, constrictions, by which we draw the Torah, because it's that manner that we draw chias from Hashem in proper degrees, in days, in minutes, in units, where we can use it. It's not a bechin of ribui shemen anymore. Then Rabbi Nezal discussed the topic of two hastorais. He went seemingly off on a tangent. He opened up the discussion about that there are two types of hastorais. There's hastorah, where Hashem is hidden from a person. Then there's hastorah shebetech hastorah, which means a person's really in trouble. Rabbi Nezal said, how does a person get to hastorah shebetech hastorah? When a person commits a sin once, Hashem is hidden from him, but he knows that he went off the right path. His memory is very clear. He recalls accurately that till this period he was doing this differently. Now he changed his ways. There's something wrong. He does it a second time. The Gemara says, Ovar v'shono nasis lekeheter. When you do an aver a second time, it becomes mutter to you. Which means, still, it's not 100% smooth, but it's much smoother than it was the first time. That we would still consider within the category of hastorah. Rabbi Nezal says, what happens when you do it 10 times after that? Then already it becomes that this is off the right path. That's hastorah shebetech hastorah, which Rabbi Nezal says is very, very hard to correct. Very, very hard. And that's the point where we were up to, where we're starting to continue.
You said about teichacha before.
Yeah.
When is there a time that you don't give teichacha? That if you know
in the case where you're 100% positive that it won't help. There's a just a second. Which simon in Shulchan Aruch did I say this topic in?
It's forbidden to give tachacha if the person is a chicken.
Where did I see? I'm just trying to think. Where would I have seen it? Where this whole topic is there? Oh, just a second.
About the qualities of person.
The character, right. In the kitzah, there's a simon on nidais and everything, and that's where he takes this topic of tachacha and he says how important it is, and what the only quality. I think it was somewhere else also. I can't remember offhand. There was a place where I saw clearly like a whole set of statements about this topic. That it's, you think it is there in the kitzah? All right, we'll see after we learn. Could be. I just only quote the whole barrage. This. Only in this case are you free. If you go up to this point where the person hits you, like, that's when you consider free or something like that. All right, let's continue now from where we left off. And Rabbeinu Zal is still going to branch out on these topics, clarifying. We were up to page 100. He takes the tziruthim of the Torah, the letters of Isur, and he converts them to, to mutar. Because what are these tziruthim of the Torah? They're letters. You can juggle them any way you want to make osur or mutar. We'll start from, just a second. Vayidezeh hadas, about two-thirds way down. Vayidezeh hadas, yuchaleida shafilu b'toychas Torah b'yatzmoi. Through the das of the Torah, where a person studies Torah, which is mole das, a person could be zeche to get to know that even within hastorah, vafilu b'toycha hastorah shebetoycha hastorah, and even within hastorah shebetoycha hastorah, gam shom melubosh Hashem yisporach, dahinu ha-Torah. There also is to be found Hashem, which means the letters of the Torah. The letters of the Torah are a manifestation of Hashem. U'me'ach ha-shiyodei ha-shafilu b'toycha hastorah is yesh shom Hashem yisporach, and once a person reaches this level of understanding where he realizes that even in the Hastorois Hashem is found, by doing that he's removing this item from the category of Hastorah. Hastorah means a place from which Hashem is removed. If you recognize the fact that even within Hastorah Hashem is there, that's no longer Hastorah. And from that becomes Torah. Vafilu me hastora shebetoych hastora nase teira, and a person can even convert hastora shebetoych hastora into teira also. Ki be'emes, Rabbeinu Zal says, in truth, gam shom melubosh Hashem yisporach haynu ha-teira kanal. Even within hastora shebetoych hastora is hidden Hashem. Hashem is cloaked there also, meaning the teira is cloaked there also. Rak machmas sheloi hoyu yoidin shehashem yisporach nister shom, because people didn't know up to this point that Hashem was hidden there. Ze bi'atzmoi b'chinas ha'astoros. That's why we refer to accept the fact that Hashem is hidden there. Aydei ze bi'atzmoi nishapcho ha'astoros shebetech ha'astoro v'nasu mimena das. Through that, the ha'astoros shebetech ha'astoro gets converted into what? Into das. V'huchzoro ha'toros shenistarkan l'das. And the Torah, which was hidden in this place, gets converted to obvious das. Why? Once the person knows that Hashem is hidden there. As soon as this hastara shebetoych hastara gets converted to das, it gets converted to kedusha, to Torah. You know what happens then? That's when the Torah itself helps you out. You don't have to go be mechiyach people. The Torah does it for you. Because the Torah has a power within itself to give toychacha by itself. How? Rabbeinu Zal says, bebechinas, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, oiraiso machrezes komaihu ad mosai psoyim tehevu pesi. The Torah gives out a proclamation every single day to the fools, and it says, how long will you fools enjoy foolishness? When are you going to become human beings and start going after seichel? Ki be'emes ha-Torah machrezes v'tzoyekes u'mechicha tomid. The Torah is constantly crying out and proclaiming and giving teichacha. K'mo shekoso, as the pasuk says, mishlei b'roish ha'imiyos tikra ad mosai psoyim tevu pesi. At the biggest intersections, the Torah proclaims, how long will the fools chase after foolishness?
At intersection b'roish
ha'imiyos means not intersection, like multitudes. Oh. At the heads of multitudes. Multitudes. The Torah proclaims, how long will the fools chase foolishness? Rak, what's the problem though? People don't hear the voice of the Torah, the voice of proclamation of the Torah. Why? Machmas ha-hastara is kanal, because people are in the state of hastara. How do they develop this state of hastara? The answer is each avera that a person does acts as a covering against the person. Exactly. Rabbeinu Zal says in Sichos Haran that that's what it is. Averos are klipos. Klipa is a cover, a shell. What does it do? It covers the person up from the light of Hashem, from the shefa of Hashem, which means it blocks Kedusha. And once the Hastorites become revealed and get converted into Torah, how? Through this Das, by the person coming to the realization of the fact that within the Hastara is also found Kedusha, is also found Torah. As I take it, kishenasamihem Torah, as soon as this Torah is created from within the Hastara, ha-Torah bi'atzmo mechicho isam ad mosai psoim tehu pesi kanal. The Torah itself gives Musar to all people, and it proclaims how long will the fools chase after foolishness. This is why we can understand that the Pasuk in Mishlei says about the Torah, piha poscha b'chachma, that she opened up her mouth with wisdom. Who's the she? The Torah. The Torah itself, kaviyachol, has a mouth. Rabbeinu Zal says, Shayidei ha-chochma v'das kanal, Shayidei ze megalin ha-hastarois v'ismiyem Torah kanal, through the seichel that a person acquires, where the person with that seichel converts hastarois into Torah, Rabbeinu Zal says, Shayidei ze piyo poscha, haynu, b'chinas oiraiso machrezes kamayhu. The Torah itself proclaims to the world, Shehatorah bi'atzmo poisachas piho, umechicho isukanal. The Torah itself opens its mouth, kaviyachol, and gives musar to the world. Nimtza. What's the sum total of what we've said so far in this long paragraph? Rabbeinu Zal says, Shayidei esik ha-Torah, through the study of Torah, she'al yodo mamshichin arichas yomim l'teich ha-malchus. We said before that through the study of Torah, you draw arichas yomim into the malchus. How? Hashem is the Chai HaChayim. You want to draw Chayim from him, you have to call him by his name. What is his name? The Torah. So through the study of Torah, you draw Arichas Yomim into the Tanal. It's through the Torah, which is broken up into all these Tzimtzumim, that you draw life into the days and the hours and the minutes, all the different measurements. By the Zeh Zeichen Wadas Kanal. Through that, you're Zeichen Tomu Adas. It's like a cycle. And Rabbeinu Zal says, by following this advice, you'll find that you'll be able to give teichacha to those who are very far from Hashem. How far? Even those who are in a state of hastorah shebetech hastorah. Which means that in order for a person to be able to be mekarav nefashah istavidus Hashem, he must have teirah. He must have Torah, or else his power of Malchus, even if he does have a Malchus, it's dead. It's not alive. How do you make your Malchus? What is Malchus? Your leadership, your control of other people. If you have the power to master this person, to convince him to do like this, how do you do that? Through your Malchus. How do you give your Malchus Chiyas? Through the study of Torah. This is how important it is to have Torah and Tefillah. What is Malchus? Malchus is Tefillah. And as I was pointing out, that Tefillah without Torah is nothing. Tefillah is dead without Torah. And this is the words in the Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos says that one of the Tanoim said to one of his friends, they were talking about going to learn, so he said, I have to daven. So he told him that Meisir Oznai Mishmoya Torah Gam Tfilosai Tayeva. There's a Pasuk in Avi which says that a person who turns his ears away from listening to Torah, his tefillah is despicable, chas v'shalom.
And this is,
exactly, that's where that pasuk is. So that's why it's so important for Breslovers to spend as much time as possible with kviyas in Torah. Why? So that the tefillah should have chiyas.
So why, if the main limb is Gemara, how is Gemara makarav somebody knowledge of having, you would think that
the answer is the Gemara, any Torah, gives chiyas. Ha-chochma techaye ha-olaha. The Torah is chiyas, that's how you draw chiyas from Hashem. In other words, it gives you a mental livingness. You're alive. It makes you alive. And that aliveness gives you a power to use whatever malchus you have to help people. What if a person has no malchus, or very, very limited malchus, then even if his malchus is alive, it won't be able to accomplish that much. But when a person does have malchus, the Torah turns it on bright and gives him the power to accomplish.
How exactly you said that within the Hastara, and the Hastara Shabtech Hastara is created Das.
It's found
Hashem, right. And a person converts this knowledge that Hashem is there into Das.
Right.
Thank you, Dusha. What type of, in other words,
We're going to have that in start. He's going to talk about
that.
Okay. Within the Hastoris, Shabbatech Hastoris found a level of Torah, not just a level of Torah, secrets of Torah.
Okay.
The highest level of Torah possible is found Daiko in the Hastoris Shabbatech Hastoris. That's this whole thing. Okay, now Rabbeinu Zalman is going to bring a piece from Megillas Esther, which he's going to translate by coincidence. This is the exact point where we're up to in the Gemara. The next statements that we're going to have in the Gemara that we're going to discuss is going to be this issue. You'll see in a minute. Rabbeinu Zalman says, "Vizeh Pirish." Watch how we're going to explain a chapter, a little chapter within Megillas Esther. It says over there. First, we'll say it outside. Uvechol yoyim vayoyim, Mordechai misalech lefnei chatzar beis hanoshim. Every single day, Mordechai would walk before the courtyard of the place where the women were being kept. Lodas es shleim Esther, to know how Esther was faring. Umayi yosevah, and what was being done with her. This is what it says over there. Now watch how Rabbeinu Zalman is going to interpret this whole thing, referring to what we had here. He's going to show how in there is marumas all of these concepts. Watch. Rabbeinu Zalman says, "Vizeh pirish v'chol yoyim v'yoyim Mordechai misalech lefnei chatzar beis hanoshim," etc., etc. Rabbeinu Zalman explains, Mordechai zebechinas hamalchus kanal. Mordechai is the concept of malchus, as we had stated previously. If you recall, when we were talking about freedom to the malchus, that the malchus shouldn't be an eved. Mar means a ruler. Deroyer is freedom. We said that where do we see Mordechai mentioned in the Torah? The Aramaic of Mor Deroyer is Moradachia, Mordechai, or whatever it is. So we see that Mordechai is an inyan of malchus. By the way, what is the word dachai? Pure, zakai in Aramaic. The word Mar, Reish Mem, is Begimatria Amalek, exactly.
Wow.
He was the one who had the power to purify the Klippa of Amalek. Dusha, Amalek was the Malchus, the Klippa, as Rabbeinu Zal is going to bring soon in this Torah.
Well,
we'll see
I don't understand, but why would you want to make pure Amalek for him?
You recall that we once said this past Purim at a Shabbos year, something that should have made anybody's hair stand up. We said that the Gemara says in Megillah, and this everybody knows, that Mordechai, where do we find a remnant for Mordechai in the Torah? In the Ktiris. In the Ktiris, One of the Ktiris is Moir. That has the power to destroy the Malach HaMavis. Now we know that the Gemara says in some places that from the children, from the grandchildren of Haman, came forth teachers of Torah. This the Gemara says.
Yeah.
So the Shiloh HaKodesh says that this is why we note that the Ktiris, it says, has in it 10 spices.